Oi! All eyes on the U.S. Central Bank this week. The Fed will raise interest rates and we'll all get a peek at the U.S.'s January jobs situation, consumer confidence numbers, PMI data, and a bunch of Wall Street earnings reports. Lots of predictions circulating and tons of prognosticating about soft landings, bull markets, recessions, and new lows for financial markets. I talked a little bit about the quote-unquote macro situation in the January monthly issue, which I posted on Medium for those who didn't like the audio quality. To hear Medium narrate the text, tap the button below and find the listen or play button at the top of the page when it opens. Also, make sure you got my most recent market update. You can get that update by tapping the button below. Listen on for a poll, a recording of a Twitter space, a video, three articles, and some job openings. Poll, when do you feel most comfortable buying crypto? After prices go up, after prices go down, or anytime, regardless of prices? Listen to what U.S. crypto regulator Gary Gensler and his deputy told the U.S. Army about investing in general and crypto specifically from their January 11th, 2023 Twitter space. And you can listen to that Twitter space by tapping the button below. Skip to the 5 minute mark. The first 5 minutes are silence. Interviewing blockchain developers, Topdol published 11 interview questions for hiring managers and applicants. Tap the button below to brush up on your skills and see how you'd answer these questions. I also have a little video today. It's a little cute video. You have to watch it. And if you know, you know. Scroll down, you can get that video. Why are businesses beginning to adopt crypto payment gateways? Bottom line, crypto-based payment platforms are growing for the reasons listed in the associated article. My take, a few years ago, I talked to my stepfather-in-law about crypto. He didn't care about Bitcoin, money, decentralization, or any of that. When I told him he could use OpenNode to cut his credit card processing fees from 4% to 1%, his eyes lit up. But the transition would cost a lot. New tech, new process, training for staff, uncertainty about whether the tech and businesses would stick around, and disruptions to the quote-unquote routine that would cause him to lose sales and business. Slowly, companies like PayItNow and OpenNode have started prying open that door, but it's tough to overcome legitimate objections and hesitation from business owners. Why we care? It's hard for traditional payment processors to compete with crypto's cheap, permissionless settlement rails, but so many businesses have so much money and effort invested in legacy systems, it will take a while to get mainstream adoption. Let's not set expectations so high that we'll get let down. And you can read that article by tapping the button below. Aptos to the moon. You might wonder what I think about Aptos, the APT token, going full Burj Khalifa FOMO moon Lambo supercycle since the start of the year. When I reviewed it for my top 100 list, I said it was too new to rate. And at the specific time, October 2022, when I made my review, it was in the middle of a pump and dump, very typical for VC tokens when they launch. After the pump dumped, APT's price shot back up. Web3 Daily has the best take. You can read their post, What's Up with the Sudden Rise in APT, by tapping the button below. They said it better than I could. That said, don't sleep on APT just because it has a low float. Insiders control most of its tokens, and it will start a massive token unlock, start massive token unlocks each month from November 2023 onward. It has some deep pockets and strong talent behind it. And I may cover the project in more depth at some future time. Maybe, maybe not. Jobs Corner. Speaking of Aptos, Aptos Labs needs a business development lead. Stacks Foundation needs a blockchain engineer. Polygon needs a software engineer. Club Rare needs a growth marketing manager. Outlier Ventures needs a head of investments. Binance needs a senior data engineer. Ava Labs needs a research analyst. Chainlink needs an engineering manager. OpenSea needs a senior software engineer, and Risk Labs needs a head sales engineer. You can get a link to each of those positions by tapping the appropriate link below. Those jobs come from the Tools for Crypto newsletter. If you'd like to post a vacancy here in Crypto is Easy for free, email me, mark@markhelfman.com. Relax and enjoy the ride.